God bless you. What a joy it is to linger once more in love with the brothers and sisters of Macello. And what a joy it is to know we come together as one, in one cause, to learn and to know of the Father and his love, so that we may share it among men here upon this plane. We are now approaching a time when we look anxiously to see the fruition of all your work and to see it unfolding in the pages whereby a man may learn and understand of these things. And so it is that we will approach this time with great enthusiasm and a great driving force which will ensure that those of a like mind and those who seek to learn and discover within themselves these truths that have been hidden from the eyes by the dogmas and the doctrines of those who only simply write their book, as I would say, according to the clergy, and not according to the apostles, or to God. And they must be reformed in our hearts of those who really seek to know and understand the true message of your holy book. You understand what I am saying? Brother John, when I speak of the clergy, I speak of those who are in the dominant power and who instruct those of their minions to follow their teaching and their course and instruction. You have just taken this holy book and have transcribed it according to their understanding or belief as man would read it today. And this is why I say, when you read a passage from your holy book as is written now, is not written according to the apostles. It's written according to the clergy and the powers that be, to follow on from their own sometimes misguided conceptions of the truth of the Holy Word. You understand this, Brother John?
Yes, thank you.
You can breathe again. I am not condemning you.
A lot to condemn.
Because, Brother John, I love you too much to condemn. And it's not for Marcello to condemn any man. I am so proud and so honored to be able to sit here in your presence, knowing that you among so many understand those things we say. And so it is, will come the day when you will take the helm and unfold your beliefs so that man may come to understand. And surely they will, in time, if we continue to play our tiny part, together with those others of these realms, who work with others of your realm, in the same light. Slowly, this plan is unfolding. You are not alone, Brother John. You understand this?
Yes,
sir. Now, would you wish to talk with Marcello, Brother John?
Yes, Marcello, we'd like to learn of the Spirit, what is meant from the Spirit by conversion. We've just been reading Paul's conversion along the Damascus Road. What is meant by conversion?
It's the real enlightening of one's awareness. It is to take one who has these misguided beliefs and to slowly unfold the truth of their being and the truth of life itself, or the essence of life, the truth of creation and all its adornments. We have just been talking, Brother John, of a conversion. Have I not said it to you that we wish to strip away these material beliefs and the dogmas of the Church as it stands today, so that they may see the love of God in true eyes, to know and understand His truth, not to readjust the Holy Book according to their simple way of thinking. There are many hidden truths in this, and there are many hidden causes for the conversion of this holy book. And have I not said to you in the past, from time to time, I look upon the Holy Church of today and its high priests and those who have domain over it, as no more nor less than the scribes and the Pharisees of the times of Christ. For they also created their own laws, created their own interpretations of those things the apostles taught, so that they would not lose their position. And they could rule their church and dominate all those things of it, very often through fear and through threat of damnation and all these other things. And we are trying. This is why Marcello is here. This is why you are here. This is why, Brother John, it was put into your heart that these things may be put into the written word, that man may come to understand and so be converted from this dogmatic way in which the Church is dominating those humble and simple believers who would follow, because they know that this in their humility and in their love and simplicity fear the wrath of God, because the wrath of God is spoken of so much. And how many times does your holy book tell you that the Lord your God is a loving God, and He will not show wrath upon the earth plain. the only wrath upon this earth plain is born of man, and his misgivings, and his misguidance, and his greed, his lust, his jealousy, his hate. And surely if we can, by putting these words into the written word, perhaps into the hearts of some, not all, but some, who will understand that there is a coming an age where mankind will gently unfold and become converted. Because you see, you can only fool someone for so long. And the church, not just the one particular church, but all churches of all faiths, of all walks of life, have you fallen foul of this weak habit of creating their own laws and claiming them to be the law of God. Islam is doing this. Buddha is doing this. Hinduism is doing this. Taoism is doing this. Christianity is doing this. And there is a great concern among those of us who serve in all walks of life and in all faiths, that this must be gently brought to a close, and that man must be again converted to a true faith and the image of God and his love of man. And he must be taught not to fear God, but to love him. To love him and be loved by him, be understood by him, and to understand him. And these are the things the Master Jesus taught all through his life, that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your voice. And let your truth be a truth from the heart, from the spirit, and you will find all things will be added unto the spirit, if only the spirit can come forth to receive it, and is not hindered by the material values of this world. You understand this, Brother John? And this is how we see your conversion. It is not the conversion of a material man so much. We can never change what man does on this earth by saying to him that he must go and buy a castle, or he must go and build a statue, or he must do all these material things. Because he has the freedom of choice concerning his material life. A choice to do with these things he has as he wishes. But we can inspire the spirit. You see, Brother John, I am not talking to the person, as you are called. I am talking to the spirit of Brother John. I am talking to the spirit of Sister Maria, and Brother Christophe, and Sister Jacqueline. I have no control over what you will do once you walk from this room into your daily life. And I have no wish to. Is not my privilege, but I do have a wish and a fervent prayer and a task to talk with your spirit, and for your spirit to talk with myself. To listen what I am saying to you with the spirit within, and let your spirit respond. And have no fear of what man will say or do. Man must answer to himself for what he says and does. And he must be just in those things that he concludes from his answering to himself. And so you see, we are gently and softly, but surely, converting even yourselves into a deeper and a spiritual way of life, with a purer conviction, and a truer and a just faith in all you believe and in all what you do according to that belief. And so this is for Marcello and others of like kind. Conversion of the spirit and its awareness of its holy cause as opposed to the material man and his awareness of his material needs. Is this to make you happy, Brother John?
Yes.
Are you content with all I have to say to you?
Yes.
And there is no question of this at all.
When people speak of this suddenness of their conversion, then you are not convinced.
Brother John, when I was working with Bonorotti, I would sometimes take a grain of colouring and I would drop it in the water. And it was not for some time until the water was completely changed into a different colour. And so it is with these who are claiming to be suddenly converted. It's one thing to say, I have discarded my old self. I am now a born-again believer. Sufficient to the day thereof, this is. But time is the only factor which will convince such as I and those of my realms. Once this moving of the spirit has taken place, we will sit quietly by and watch to see how long it lasts and whether it is strong enough to withstand the demands of this conviction and whether it is strong enough to withhold the trust and the faith and is prepared to suffer as well as to be praised. We are always very suspicious of those who claim to be born again. Time is the only revealing factor of this, and very often is not a long-lasting thing. They are only born again, as they claim, to suit the mode of the moment, or of that particular period of time in their life. We will always stand gently by you, and we will always be prepared to inspire and to lead them and to help them to understand the spirit. But as it is said, Brother John, many are called, few are chosen. You understand this?
Yes.
You seem a little doubtful. You seem a little apprehensive of what I have said.
Really? I've got a different understanding of that phrase.
Please do tell them, Marcello.
Anyway, let's go back just a wee bit. So, in other words, sudden conversions could merely be a titillation of the emotions temporarily.
Si.
This is what you're saying.
Si.
But it must be, the individual soul must be touched, and it's an individual growth towards the light and the truth of God.
It is the revealing of the Spirit's full and the true conviction to determine its growth in the sight of God. You understand this, Brother John?
Yes.
And very often the Spirit becomes weakened and oppressed by the overbearing needs of material gain, profit, and possession, or those other weaknesses which a man suffers, such as the lust and commitment to greed and all other things, is very often destroyed by his own jealousies. And so it is. No spirit comes before the Father untried, untasted, untempered, unfulfilled. You understand this, Brother John?
Mm-hmm.
There must be a complete harnessing and fulfillment of the Spirit before it is entered into the service of God in any way. Is this to make you now understand? And is this not a conversion? When we talk of the born again, do we truly understand what we are saying when we use this term, born again? You are only born once, Brother John. What they refer to is a stirring of the awareness, a reawakening of the awareness. The question is, and what must be proved, is how long will this reawakening last? You understand what I am saying to you?
Indeed.
And this is the trial of man. And Christ himself was tried in this way. He was tried in this way when he entered into the wilderness. He was shown all these things lay before him. He knew in his heart he had the power that love could give. He knew he could heal his fellow men with love and compassion. He knew that he had the gift of vision and the insight into man. He knew he had the gift of revelation, an undeniable gift of truth, and the gift of an immovable faith. But he had to prove this to himself, just how immovable his faith was. Man will have it, he was the tempter of the devil. I will have it, he was not. I will say, he was tempted of himself and his material life and his material being. How many times has a man been given the opportunity to make a choice of being a rich and wealthy man, or to give it all away and live a simple life of love and service to God? And these were the temptations which Christ had to bear and understand within himself and to come to terms with. These are the temptations he had to deny himself before the Father would come to him and say, "Well done, my true and faithful servant." And they did not say to him, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And he will say it to you also. But even having said this to him, still he took him aside and made him search himself until he truly knew himself for what he was and for what he had to give and to fully understand his purpose in life. And having done this, he came among men. And the first thing he did, Brother John, the first little miracle he performed having done this, was in the marriage of Cain, when he turned the water into wine. Do you understand this, Brother John?
It would seem
a simple beginning.
That the life of this was to show that the earth plane is the plane of temptation.
See.
And to be subdued.
Brother John, look around this earth plane and look at the temptations that is before man. The temptations of greed, the temptations of the wealthy, the temptations of the possessions, of avarice, all these things which is claimed the devil tempted Christ with. These were only the things Christ saw for himself and rebuked within himself and chose the love of God instead. And so it is. All those who will choose the pathway that Christ walked will choose a pathway whereby they will always be tried and tempted. They will always be put to scorn. They will always be mocked. They will always be loved. They will always be needed. They will always be admired and understood for the truth they bear. Christ was a man, a simple man. He had no such possessions. He had no need of them. He had only the clothes he wore. He owned nothing and sought nothing. Only the brotherhood of man through the name and love of God. And this was his driving power. He knew that whatever man could bestow upon him would not be his, and would not make him no better, nor no less than any other man. But he knew the love of God, and his service and dedication to the work of God, and fulfillment of his word here on earth, was a priceless gift. No man could steal away from him. And yet he never guarded it. He gave it away daily and even nightly in his prayers. And it was an eternal gift, just as it is with all men here. The gift of the Spirit never dies. And we'll never fade away. But those things of a man will only rot into the earth from whence they came eventually and become as dust to be trodden under the foot of men. And are all not these things spoken of, Brother John, in your holy book? All these things have been predicted. All these things will come about. Because it is the will of God. Be content with those things you have in need of within your spirit. and be fruitful, so that those of your neighbours may come and take a sip of the wine which Christ left upon earth for man to partake of. You understand this, Brother John?
Yes, sir.
Are you content now with what I have to say to you?
Yes. Can we go back to...
Bend me.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
See.
How that phrase stands in English...
See.
...could mean this. Many are called by God, but few are chosen by God. Or it could mean... Many are called by God, but few are the ones who have answered and are thus the chosen.
Lovely.
They are the chosen ones themselves, because they have chosen to be in the service of God. Is that correct?
Many will answer the call, Brother John. And many will come forward. Many will offer their lives. They will offer all sorts of things. But it is only what you would call a surface thing. Superficial promise. You understand this?
Yes.
Is superficial. And their heart is not really deep in their promise. Is it coming from the material man? Is it not coming from the spirit? Because you see, they think in the back of their minds... that they can come forward and say, yes, yes, I will serve you, Father. And you will give me all sorts of things in return. But the Father knows this. And he understands these things. He knows what is in the hearts of men. And this is why they are not chosen. But few there are, Brother John. Will say to the Father, Father, here I am. I place my spirit in your care. I come to you as the truth of my being. I have renounced all things of evil. And I have chosen to serve only my fellow men in and through your name. And in your cause. And these are they who come meekly and in humility. These are the ones who really do come in fear of the Father. But it is a fear they have created for themselves. It is not so much a fear of a wrathful God. But it is an awesome fear, I think you say, of the power of God. A fear of being rejected by him. A fear of not being understood by him. The Father understands this also. And he sees this. And he recompenses this with a gentle and loving acceptance of this one into his service. And so I say to you, Brother John, many there are who will answer the call. Only a few chosen, because there are multitudes of those who will come forward and say, I believe, I am a believer, I am a reborn, I am a born again. I am a revived. I will do this, I will do that. The Father hears them not, because these are the ones who seek to make themselves heard so that others may look upon them and glorify them. Those who will go forward, dear Brother John, and speak their truth in solitude, in private and in peace, and gently and softly come to understand their Father, and quietly serve their fellow men, without fuss, without a noise, without a trying to draw attention to themselves and all those things they have done, and be quietly suffer the pains of others, forsaking all things of themselves. These are they, Brother John, for a father will choose to be his emissaries of peace and of love. Does this make you content now, Brother John?
Thank you,
be content. What else will you talk with, Marcello? I am enjoying talking to you, Brother John. I like to talk to you.
I'll have a rest, Marcello.
Take a rest.
Any of my...
Take a
colleagues,
no one will talk with Marcella.
What you say seems always seems to make such perfect sense when you've been through it. You make us think that our previous thinkings are indeed superficial. It's lovely to seem to get right deep in the soul with the explanations.
You have said it well, Sister Marie. I am getting deep into your soul simply because I am talking to your spirit. And it's the spirit of Marcello talking with the spirit of Sister Marie. I would like one day in a long, long time to come, to be able to stand at the gateway of the gardens of the reception and say to each one of you, welcome home, welcome home, and walk in peace. And one day I will do this. I look forward to this with so much joy and excitement in my heart. Because you see, I will not be meeting you as strangers, as we do so many others. But I will be meeting you, as it were, as a family, as a brother and a sister. In the same way that I stood with great joy and compassion and received Sister Patricia Ann, who is now a joyous being, serving with love and compassion and with great care. And one day I know we will all walk together, hand in hand. And I say this because you have all taken it into your hearts to walk a pathway of love through this material life. You have all chosen to find your peace and your understanding of one another, and your understanding of your fellow man. You have it proven by your continued presence here, of your devotion to this chosen path. You have it chosen this pathway of love and peace. And because of this, you have already prepared a way before you into the light of his kingdom, For you are living in his kingdom here on earth. You are creating for yourselves a life of joy, a life of devotion, a simple life, a pure life, and a dedicated life to all those things in which you believe. And I pray you will continue to do so. For life will still come forward with its many temptations of the spirit. And there will be many moments of doubt and even of disharmony and even of trial and tribulation. And so it is, I say to you, continue as you are. Walk in truth and peace. Walk in love and in grace with one another. Do not condemn those who cannot believe as you are. Do not ridicule or mock those who cannot understand as you understand. Do not try to destroy a disbeliever, but love them and seek in yourself an understanding of them. Even if you cannot create an understanding conversely, understand them in your heart. Create no great confliction of words with them. Seek not to enter into discussion which is going to create a hard heart or a bitter feeling. But simply speak your truth to them. Listen to their truth. And if you cannot understand what they have said, and they will not accept and understand what you have said, then be as a wise man. Turn away gently. Forgive them, for that is their pathway. And is a pathway they must walk and must be entitled to walk. Just as you seek entitled to walk your pathway. A pathway of love. It was said by this Master Jesus, agree with thine adversary, whilst thou art in the way of him, lest the adversary will take you to the judge. The judge will take you to the office. You shall be cast into prison. Why put yourself into all this tribulation? All of these unworth. Turn away gently and forgive and bid them love. And when you are replaced in the way of a temptation, do not make excuses for your acceptance of a temptation. For there is no excuse, only weakness and refusal to listen to your spirit. But turn aside. Be strong and be content with those things which are of the Father, because those things which are of the Father are born into you. Those things which are of this earth plane are only gathered around and placed before you, only to be removed at the will of another greedier being. You have chosen your pathways. And even though you sit here in peace and love with Marcello, you may not continually agree and see those things that I speak of in the same light. But you see them in the same understanding. You know they are all directed to the love of God. And so, though your vision may be different, your acceptance is the same. And so why for then is there cause for confusion or argument? Accepting one another's philosophy gently and peacefully, and know the Father understands your reasonings and understands your cause, and will receive you in the same love ultimately. Take all the things around you for what they are. They are only temporary things. But take those things of God within you, for they are eternal things. Your faith, your belief, your hope, your trust, your love of one another, your compassion, your growth. These are all things of God, and they are all things without which you cannot exist. But Christ proved all those things of man, which man created, man can live without. Such is his faith, and the depth of it. And those things that you do have in need of, here in this spirit plane, unknown of by the Father, he understands your needs. He understands your need of clothing, your need of sustenance, your need to provide for yourselves. And he will grant these things, sufficient to the day thereof, if you will believe, if you will have faith. You see, such as the brother John, and even such as yourselves now, will spend your lives teaching the love of God, doing his work, and in return he will give all things to you. He will give you strength. He will enhance your faith. He will affirm your belief. He will bestow upon you all these healing blessings you seek. He will bestow upon you the gifts of vision, the gifts of understanding, the gift of revelation, the gift of truth, the gift of life, priceless gifts, every one of them. And all he asks of you in return is a simple request. Believe in him. Is all he asks that you believe. Do these things, as the Christ said, in the remembrance of me. When he gave the bread, and he gave the wine, he gave of his body, he gave of his blood, symbolically to man. Again he was reminding them of the miracle of the feeding of the many, when he broke the bread among men and fed them by the thousand. He was reminding them of this first miracle of love that he performed, the turning of water into wine, and likening it and symbolizing it with his blood. Blood of life. Because it was the proof to him that his love had made him whole. Believe in him. Believe all these things of God. And he will love you in return. He will fulfill your pathway. He will guide you through your life. He will inspire you through your life. He will fill your thinking and your hearts and restore your higher self to a greater awareness of the gift of the Spirit of Christ, through the love of God. And is this not all, Brother John, a conversion from the weak to the strong? Remembering always, of course, the philosophy, the first shall be last, the last shall be first, and that the meek in heart shall inherit the earth, and they shall save the mighty once they have become meek. And so will we have it. Your pathway through life, and all the gifts of the Spirit, which one time shall receive, shall be laid open unto you, if you will believe in Him, and love Him, and trust Him, and take no heed of those who prophesy according to their own belief and their own will, simply to support their position in life. I believe only in them who will prophesy according to the Lord of God, in humility and in peace and in love. Believe only in them who will return to his fellow man, no matter what color or creed, no matter how meek or strong, no matter how good or bad, and receive him as his equal, and shall bless him and lead him in a way everlasting, and shall take unto him the oaths of the Father, and shall teach them so, shall teach them in love and in truth and humility and grace. And as the Father has always ordained through the words of Christ, those who will break the least of his commandments and shall teach men so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. So, be still in your hearts and in your meditations, and seek only in your meditations to receive of the Spirit, not of the imagination, not of the intuition, but to seek of the Spirit, and to seek of the love of God, who is an all-knowing and caring God, and a loving God, and a forgiving God. Go forward and do also yourselves likewise to all your fellow men, and be at peace with one another in his name. You understand why I say to you?
Yes.
Is anyone now wish to talk with myself? Just one last opportunity, Brother John, to clear your hearts. So, I will leave you now. I will close for you in prayer. For is it not possible for Brother Gaius Emmanuel to be present with you? He has been ordained to perform other tasks at this time. So we will perform this for him, if you will permit, my son. El Pepare, we open our hearts unto you, O Lord, that you may receive of our spirit, and he cleanse, and he bless, and fulfill, and enrich with your love. By the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, enter into our being and into our hearts, and into our understanding, that we may become a living proof of his example to man, in that we will love, honor and obey all your laws and all your oaths, and adhere to thy love. May we, O loving Father, receive of your Spirit, and may Brother John receive of your healing joy, and be blessed by the Spirit of Christ, and receive his love, and relief from pain and suffering, that he may perform his tasks among his flock according to your will and a living example of your love and peace. In love and trust, O Lord, we ask he will receive of the Holy Spirit and be with. We bless and praise this little holy room, and all of thine kindred spirits, O Father, who have gathered here among us, who have listened with Marcello, and for the opportunity for Marcello, thy servant, to preach unto them also, that they may be able to grow and progress according to thy will, and that these of thy children here on this earth plane may receive of their heavenly joy and know that thou art a living truth among men, and that they shall carry this word forth written upon the parchment for the eyes of man to see and understand. Praise and bless, O Father, all those who are in sickness and who are smitten with diverse diseases and torments. And grant unto them, O Lord, your peace and your love and your eternal grace, and receive into thy kingdom, O Lord, those of thy children here about to depart this kingdom here on earth. In thy name, O Lord, and in and through thy grace, we offer thee praise into thy care and keeping, in a fervent prayer you will know and understand the sincerity and the love in which they are said, on behalf of these thy children here on earth. And so we grant them thy peace, O Lord, and thine eternal grace, and thy spiritual joy may enter into their hearts and be with them always. To the name and the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Ghost, born of the one true living God, ordained to fulfill his word. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace.